I guess I would ask the commission, what are the next steps from your commission as far as moving your proposal through the legislature and also the current governor, since it was Governor Kulongowski that basically had chartered or charged your commission?
Good questions. Number one, that we have a meeting on Friday with the governor's advisor for education, asking that same question in terms of where do they stand, how we would move forward. So we're sharing that with the new administration. In terms of the legislature, on our commission, we had two legislators, a representative and a senator, and they have been guiding the Autism Commission as this was a two-year project that we would be ready for this legislative session. Well, this is a daunting task, and it took longer than anticipated, and it is a process that's ongoing. So in September, we put some placeholder language before the legislature. That's all it was placeholder language. And the language at that time talked, I can't remember, it may have talked about an endorsement. So that placeholder language is a bill. It's Senate Bill 567 in terms of placeholder language. It hasn't, to my knowledge, been read or acted on yet, and we don't know that it will. We were advised to just put the placeholder language in there, and we are interested in partnering with teacher standards and practice. You know, we want to go the path that is the most efficient and fluid path that we can proceed on, and so we're looking to you as a commission in terms of your recommendations back to us. We'll be talking to Nancy Golden, and we'll continue. I hope Keith will continue with us on our subcommittee so that we have ongoing dialogue.
What do you expect a bill to do?
Do I expect the bill?
Yes.
Well, the bill talks about a, I have a draft of it in front of me. It talks about that teacher standards and practices would establish a continuing teacher license specific to autism. And that bill would, I guess, mandate TSPC to do that. That was placeholder language, as you know, because, and that's why one of the reasons, we also have Keith working with us to help prepare for what's the best way to go forth with this process.
Carolyn, I'm interested in understanding more about what the particulars are. You have a trained workforce that you would like to implement with a particular language here, license, excuse me. And I assume that you are also interested in homogenizing, well, assuming that all of these people have all of the skills necessary. Where will you provide the training? Where do you envision providing the training such that everybody gets that? I'm not trying to be your quality assurance. I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from. And then it sounds like you're attempting to transfer some of this to some or several institutions of higher ed so that this language is a program within those. Can you talk about that a little bit? It's not real clear.
I'll try.
I've been asked by Mary Apple to come back with my impressions of what's going on here, and I'm not sure I can do that yet, so I'm going to ask some more questions.
Okay. And Mary's on our subcommittee. Let me see if I can recall all of your questions. But we see that both the university programs, again, if we're looking at capacity and efficiencies, and the Autism Commission was really looking at efficiencies also, across the country, we've heard repeatedly, we know what to do about autism. Our biggest problem, including Oregon, is how to deliver those services. And what we found is with growing numbers and growing evidence about interventions at different ages, everyone with autism looks a little different. So you have to have a pool of people who have a high level of skill to help, you know, if you are in Ontario, Oregon, and you have one student in a high school classroom that has one set of needs, and you've got 8 students in a middle school, and you've got 32 students in an elementary school, but they all have different kinds of needs in terms of that expanded core, you have to have an expert that you can go to help provide those kinds of skills. And that's what we're looking for. And delivering that in an efficient way. The way that we would provide the training as we envision it is multiple ways. There would, and in our subcommittee, I believe that Western Oregon, University of Oregon, Southern Oregon, Portland State, at least, were represented, and they are interested in partnering in a common set of competencies. So they're going to be providing training to people who are already in the field, having some experience, and want to become an autism specialist. We also have a mechanism right now through the Department of Education to provide in-service training, but that would have to be beefed up. We're looking for, we know there's not going to be new money, so we're looking for grant opportunities and other opportunities to do that. Okay?
I might also add that if you look at the draft legislation that was the placeholder, initially you had indicated it was for school psychologists, special ed, speech language. But as the discussion with the subcommittee looking at this progressed and looked at the process, I think you came to the conclusion that really the autism specialist was really for special ed, not school psychologists, not speech language. They have a role in providing services. So for instance, school psychologists would do some of the testing and the identification, if you will, but the coaching and the services. So just to keep in mind, it's a placeholder bit of legislation, not fully fleshed out on all of the language, so it could, you know, change dramatically. So I think what the commission's recommending to this commission is an advanced program on top of an initial special ed license that would be a teacher leader providing services to other special ed and perhaps school psychologists around the autism issues.
No, I'll ask you. So this is a license on top of a license rather than an endorsement?
It's an endorsement on top of an endorsement, although I think when we first started talking, there was not a clarity of, is it substantial enough that it could be a continuing teaching license above the initial, or is it a specialty endorsement on top of an endorsement? And so that is some of the policy issues this commission needs to decide. How do you structure what the proposal is related to our current licensure structure?
So it feels like you're a lot farther down the road, obviously, than we are, and that this is actually sort of gargantuan. And I'm, in terms of not being able to assess the impacts and how it would look, you've been engaged in this work a lot longer than we have, and I'm very, very concerned that if this bill passes without any of that knowledge and our ability to come up with that information in the meantime is limited. I mean, we, in terms of working with our programs and everything else across that, so I'd be anxious to kind of hear what your hopes are for how this would progress from here.
Again, I'm going to say that I believe that we proposed the bill as a placeholder language because we hadn't had a chance to meet with teacher standards and practices. We want to go through the process as a cooperative and collaborative process. We really do, I believe, from the commission. But it's important to the parents and to kids on the autism spectrum that the people helping guide the services are knowledgeable and skilled, and we can build capacity. And so, you know, it's important that we have an identified license. The process that we go, we're willing to be, we want to be cooperative and collaborative. And again, I don't believe the bill has been read. it was there as placeholder, not knowing what the future held. I want to go back to this PowerPoint to emphasize we are crafting for local districts, for early intervention, for ESDs at this point in time, what is called a manual, Oregon Education Guidelines for ASD. It will include a set of guidelines for every district and every program in terms of what does a comprehensive program look like. Our autism specialist will then help local districts deliver that to everyone involved because there's so many people. Sometimes the bus driver is a big influence, or the cafeteria person, or you know, any number of things. And this is just one step. The licensed specialist is one step. There's a lot, many more groups of people that need training, but we believe that this higher level of skilled personnel needs to be licensed to help provide everybody else with the skill they need. And that does it more efficiently.
Any questions for the commission, from the commission?
Again, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. It's nice to know that I think that we can work commission to commission. And again, I want to thank Keith and Vicki for helping provide input to us so that we're not down a path that has, you know, no future. We want to be able to work together, so we appreciate that, and we'll hope to hear from you.
Next steps?
Yeah. I'm thinking that it'll be an agenda item coming up in May.
Anything we do in between?
So I think I put it on the work plan already, if you'll look there. I